Welcome back to the Basement Yard. Today's still drunk from yesterday, Super Bowl Sunday. It's February 6th, I think. Yeah, it is. February 6th, I'm with two of my friends who are on Veterans Minimum with me. We got Nick.
Yep.
And we have Tim.
What's up?
As I mentioned before, yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday, so I guess I can speak for everyone in this room that we're all kind of zombies today.
Oh, yeah, pretty rough day to get through, and that's for sure.
Tim was laying on the couch before, and he's like, I think we should start getting signatures for a petition. And I was like, here we go. All this political shit he's about to say. He's like, that the day after the Super Bowl, everyone should have off.
Everyone.
Everyone.
National Hangover Day.
100. We celebrate other shit. Like, we celebrate, you know, we get days off for other shit that I don't really know what's going on.
70% of America had the Super Bowl on their televisions.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And the other 30% was just not at home and at a bar, like me.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think everyone watches that game.
Or like a foreign person that just got here.
Yeah, that's like working.
That's not really into football.
Yeah, that's like working or something. They're watching like some form of soccer. I don't know.
Nah, you're an asshole if you didn't have that game on yesterday.
No, 100%. And then we had the... First of all, the game was out of control. Patriots won. Unbelievable. They were down 20. What did they have? 28 unanswered points?
Everyone's using the term unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I don't know if it's that unbelievable. I've been watching this a lot.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm a Jets fan.
I mean, this is it is unbelievable to do it at the Super Bowl when you're down
crazy
fucking 25 points.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yo, the swings of emotions in that game.
Oh, my gosh.
Wild. Yo, I felt so bad for our buddy Allen.
He's a big Falcons guy.
Yo.
He was there. I felt so bad.
Unless you're like a Bucks, Saints, or Panther fan, you shouldn't make fun of any of your buddies that are Falcon fans. Like, that was devastating.
Yeah.
Dude, if that happened to the Giants,
no.
I would, like, I told my dad, I was like, there was no way I was coming into work. Like, maybe the whole week. Like, at all.
Yo, I wouldn't, I don't know what I would do. I really don't know. I already told him, I was like, I would be out of this, I would be kicked out already. Before they tied the game up, I would have been kicked out. I would have fucking started pushing tables over and shit.
Unreal. Imagine, I didn't even think about it from a fan's perspective.
No,
imagine,
dude, think about that. Dude, 2 years ago, week one, we played the Cowboys and like threw the game away and we lost by 1 point, I believe. And I flipped out for an hour. I was just sitting at my table with my head down. And then like my friends would come over and like, I could tell they weren't like standing near me. They just like kind of reach and pat me on the back like, yo, I'm leaving later. Like, I wouldn't say anything. I'm like, just get the fuck out. I was slamming walls in my house. It was week one. Imagine that was a fucking Super Bowl. Oh, my God. Or, like, what happened with Philly and the Giants?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where they blew a fucking 20-point lead.
Nick's face is always the same when that game is brought up. It's like...
It was the worst time of my life.
Yo, speaking of faces, remember when us two just glimpsed over at Allen when it was going to overtime? Yo, he looked like... You ever seen that meme of that dude wearing the Stone Cold shirt when Undertaker lost at WrestleMania? He was like...
His eyes are like... Yeah.
He's wearing like glasses. Yo, Allen looked like that. Like just shot. And me and Joey just looked at each other and we're like, yo, don't say nothing. Just let him just sit there and...
Yo, after they lost... Allen. Yo, after they lost, he just put his hat over his eyes and he's like... Whew. First of all, I would have fought DeVito. That I know. He's a Patriots fan. Would have hit him. I would have fought him 100%.
Yo, can we talk about what he was doing when
that
they were
dumb
down?
Fuck. I hate when sports fans do that. It was like the second quarter, and he's going, yo, good game, Allen. You guys won. Whatever. Yeah, the Patriots, they, man, they suck, or whatever. I'm like, what he does is he's hedging his bet. That's what it is. Yeah.
So that if they do lose, he's like, yo, I knew they were going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
I was in my fantasy championship, and my brothers texted me at 1:30. Yo, you had a good season, man. Sorry you couldn't win. At 1:30, like, fuck you guys.
Let's go.
I won, though.
Halftime show was very interesting. We had Lady Gaga, who jumped off the fucking roof.
Yo, props.
That was dope, yo.
Yo, that's terrifying. How high is that?
High.
She jumped a little weird. She looked like a fucking... She put, like, monster claws out and...
You ever see that viral... That viral video of the baby just jumping off the bed into unknown territory?
No, maybe. Probably.
You
got to
check that out. It looks just like Lady Gaga doing her
job. She jumped off like a flying squirrel and then landed on like a stage and was singing and shit. Everyone was wearing silver outfits. It was mad weird.
Yeah, I couldn't stop thinking of Owen Hart. Rest in peace.
Yo, me too. Me too. Me too. The whole time.
Really?
Whole time. Yo, yeah. That's like that's a legendary, great. Iconic moment in like even just sports entertainment, dude. This guy just comes down and the wire snapped. And yo, imagine.
No.
Imagine that happened to Lady Gaga. Bro, first of all, you fall from that height. Good night.
Oh, yeah.
It's you're bedtime. Just, you're a soup then. She hits the floor, water. There's nothing else. It's just, you just turn into water, like a dust. It's disgusting.
What did you think of that halftime show?
I don't know. I honestly, I wasn't really paying it. This is the first year that I watched it at like a bar. So like during the halftime show, it was kind of like, eh, whatever. I'm not a huge Lady Gaga person. She's extremely talented, but like I'm not like a huge, I'm not huge into like pop, you know? Like, I don't know.
I was about it.
She was cool. She it was cool. Good. I thought it was solid. I didn't think it was like bad by any means.
I think it was better than Coldplay last year. I know you're Coldplay's like number one fan.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I love Coldplay, but like their concert was fucking unbelievable. But like, I feel like it shouldn't be like, I didn't like how they had the combination of things because I feel like you're forcing it then. Last year they had Beyonce, Coldplay, and Bruno Mars. It's like you have so many superstars and now they're forced to like, you know, do half your song, half my song. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to do a fucking mashup like they're the radio. Remember when Hello came out with Adele? The fucking radio somehow turned that into an EDM fucking song?
Yeah, that's everything now, though.
It's so dumb.
Every song is
Mike
EDM.
Mike Posner's Took a Pill in Ibiza is a song. Do you ever hear the real song? It's acoustic, and it's so sad. It's about how to ruin your life.
Really?
And all of a sudden, it's...
That song's a banger, though.
Yo, I'm down, but this, but you don't know what the song's about because all you hear is...
Yeah.
The song's about how to ruin your life.
I mean, yeah, don't really need help much in that, figuring that out. Leading up to the Super Bowl, though, 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago, we sent our buddy MP out on the street in Times Square in the city. And he was interviewing people about the Super Bowl. And mind you, this kid's never been in front of a camera, I think, like unless it was like for a school project or anything. And I bought a wireless mic and I sent him and this kid who was interning for me out into the city. I'm like, yo, guys, just go do it. Like, taught them how to use the equipment. All right, go. I really didn't have the highest of expectations. I kept telling him, like, yo, just try to be you. Don't, like, try to be professional or anything like that. Like, I want you to be you. Like, that's why I want you to do it. Whatever. So I sent him out there. And I was like, don't worry. If it goes bad, it's not a big deal. No one's expecting it. I'll just trash it. No big deal. Dude, this fucking video was so fucking good. I was blown away. I watched one clip beforehand. Like I was trying to make sure they even got the mics work correctly. So I watched one clip and I watched it and I was dying, dude. And then I was editing the whole thing. And usually those videos are supposed to be 3 minutes long, but there was just so much good shit that I was like, fuck it. It was 7 minutes long. I mean, just interviewing people.
7 minutes of goodness though.
Yeah. It was amazing.
He did a great job.
Oh, dude.
It was hilarious.
Shout out to MP.
Kind of got upset when it ended. Right? It's like 7 minutes, and you're like, yo, I want more.
I remember you were dying. Like he like interviews that. Like first of all, everyone in Times Square, I would say, I mean, pretty much everyone in the fucking video didn't know what the hell football was. They're like, tourists,
I mean, yo, look,
or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Times Square, it's the biggest attraction in the city, so everyone there is a foreigner.
Yeah, that one dude, he's like, oh yeah, I'm a big sports guy, and then if you told him that they were having the Super Bowl in Germany or something, and he's like, oh yeah, I think it's good for the brand. You got to expand. It's in fucking Texas. He's like, yeah, big sports guy.
Or he was asking people about, you know, do you think that the weather is going to play a factor in the game? You know, snow's coming down.
Yeah.
The one girl's like, oh, we're from Boston. We're used to the snow. Meanwhile, it's in Houston. It's like 80 degrees in a dome.
In a dome, yeah. So it could have been a blizzard. It wouldn't have fucking mattered. But yeah, before we move on to our... If you guys want to go watch that, by the way, it's on youtube.com/veteransminimum.
Cheap plug.
The video is called Sko with the Super Bowl.
Scott.
Yeah, before we move on here, let's do some sponsorship. Wow. Sponsorships here.
There you go.
First one we got, my mom's favorite, you know it, Blue Apron.
Mm.
Boom. Which I think we just started getting again, which is great. Blue Apron, you sign up. It's a service where they send food to your front door. They send pre-portioned food and directions on how to make these meals. So not only do you get a nice meal, but you also get the knowledge of how to make this meal. You could take that with you for the rest of your life. They have a bunch of shit, man. They have, you know, you sign up for whatever the hell you want. But seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, whatever the fuck that means. That's what's written down here. Yeah, that just sounds really nice. Good. Yeah. Yeah, they have good quality meat. That's it, basically all that sentence said. I just looked down and read that one. But yeah. Jesus. Each meal is under $10 per person, which is nice, especially if you live in a place like this where $10 will get you a bottle of water. they have like pork chops and garlic piccata with scallion rice and spinach. They have good shit. It's not just like, oh yeah, put a chicken cutlet with a piece of cheese on it. No, it's nice. So if you want to sign up, check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. That's blueapron.com/basement. The next sponsor we have here is MeUndies, which my entire drawer, I literally 4 days ago went to my underwear drawer and threw out everything that wasn't boxer briefs. Like I had did it once before, but then somehow boxers magically appear after I do laundry. So I just throw them all out. But dude, if you're going to start over, start with MeUndies. This Valentine's Day, give a gift that they can unwrap again and again. Wow, someone wrote that. What a dick joke here in this advertisement. Matching underwear from MeUndies. Oh, I actually got a ton of these. I'm not even lying. I got a bunch. They have like flowers on them and then hearts and stuff. So this is a pretty cool gift. Very nice stuff. It's made out of shit that's twice as soft as cotton. Not going to try and pronounce it this week because I don't know how to do it. I fuck it up every week. Yeah. Softest underwear I've ever put on my fucking balls. I'll be honest here. I'm not lying. They offer you free shipping. And for a limited time, listeners to this station get 20% off their first order. So you have to go to MeUndies.com/basement. With the MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So don't wait any longer. Go to MeUndies.com/basement right now for 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/basement.
Real quick, Blue Apron, I'm down with them because 40% of food that is grown is just wasted, put into the trash.
Is it?
Yes.
40%?
40%. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
There's tons of food in the United States going to waste. So they give you these pre-portioned meals. It's cool, man. No waste.
Yeah. And you get to learn how to make them, too. Dude, I can't even explain. Well, I think my mom likes Blue Apron more than me. Like, she would rather have that than me as a son. That's what I'm trying to say.
I thought you meant she likes Blue Apron more than you like
no,
Blue
No, no, no. She likes the fucking Blue Apron more than she likes me as a person. But anyway, so we decided to jump on this topic here because this past week, last Tuesday, I put out a video about a homeless dude who fucking spit on me, which was sick. best day ever. But then we were just having conversations about like taking the train and stuff because the New York City subway, I think, especially if you're not from here, is a shocker to most people because you see a lot of stuff there.
It's a lot to handle.
It's a lot. That's why I always tell people, I'm like, oh, you're new here? Take the subway. You'll see what it's about. Like the depths of hell. You'll see shit there that you've never seen before.
Every day, too. Every day you see something you'll remember. It's unbelievable.
I miss it because I used to work in the city. I miss taking the train because there was just so much material there. There's times where there was one time specifically where there was this one dude who looked like Jack Black but sounded like, you know, the guy. So you guys ever see Chuck and Larry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, at the wedding, the homeless guy, it was like, I forgot what he says, but he's like, the FBI is in the cake. And he like jumps in the cake. His voice, he sounded exactly like that, right? Like Shawn Michaels almost. You know how he has that like, yeah, weird voice? So that's what he sounded like. And he was sitting there and just like saying shit, whatever. And in New York, if someone's really loud, everyone else is the most quiet they've ever been their entire life. And they don't look. They have their heads down. So this one guy's just going off, just screaming. I'm live tweeting all this. And he, I forgot how it started, but he then out of nowhere, he just went, suck my 9-inch dick. And in my first thought, my mind was like, good for him. 9 inches. That's fucking huge, dude. Good for you.
I feel like he wasted that talent.
Yeah.
Like you got 9 inches. Go hit the big screen.
9-inch cock, dude. That's a dick.
That's meaty.
But yeah. He screamed that, and I'm because it makes it funnier for me because everyone's so cool. Like, everyone's acting like, I didn't hear that. No. And
they're just like, everybody heard that shit.
I know, but no one's smirking, and that makes me laugh even more. So I start laughing, but I'm covering my mouth because I'm like, I don't want this guy to see me. And then he's looking directly across at some Asian lady, little tiny Asian lady who's just trying to mind her own business. He's staring into her soul. And that made me die laughing even more. And he goes, and he just kept going, hey, hey, hey. And she wouldn't look up. And then I started laughing. And then he looks at me. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I saw him looking at me, but I didn't look at him. And then he goes, what are you laughing at, tit fucker? Oh, tit fucker. Then I lost it. And I started dying. But it was like my stop, so I just got off. But, yo, I was fucking losing it. And I'm sure all of you guys have a story that you could tell about the fucking subway.
I got a few stories about the subway. I'm a daily commuter to work. So,
oh, man. You're so lucky. I have
a lot of subway stories.
You're so lucky.
The one that stands out the most is I was at it was my first student teaching job. It was in the Bronx, and I was going way deep into the Bronx, like 179th was the stop, or 174th, one of those two. So deep into the Bronx, and I was with this woman, Caucasian, from Minnesota, right? So she was not familiar with New York at all.
Well, she was about to.
Yeah,
she probably had just saw her first black person.
So I, yeah, probably like just like or like her third. Right. Yeah. So like, so she's, you know, she's coming over. She reads about all the injustices out here, and she wants to do her part. And she's teaching in the Bronx, so it's good. But she doesn't see the underbelly yet of what could come when you're living in a place like the Bronx, and there's poverty everywhere. So people are poor and desperate. So when you bring up something, which I bring up, it triggers people. So I picked up something to eat. I think I got McDonald's back when I was still eating McDonald's. I got one of their snack wraps.
Right? Hated yourself that day.
No, I thought I was eating healthy.
Wow, you're the dumbest person
I know,
I've ever met.
I know. Anyway, so I'm whipping it out on the train and I'm eating it.
Hey,
and she goes. Yeah, you were eating on the train? Like, I would never even think about doing that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I commuted to school. I commuted to work. Like, I've just been a commuter to the point where, like, the train is my lunchroom.
Yeah.
Right? And this homeless guy heard me say that. And when he heard me say that, he just screams. He goes, the problem with you motherfuckers is that you idolize the food! Right?
What?
And I'm turning around and I look at him and I'm like, what the fuck? Right? And he goes, yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you. You better throw that shit out right now. Throw it out. Right? So I'm also young at this point. And when you're young, like even a crazy homeless dude, when he challenges you, like older me is smart and be like, yeah, sure. You want the rest of the snack wrap, bro? Yeah. But me, I'm like, fuck you, guy. Who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And then he goes, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to fucking stab you. Right? And then the girl next to me is completely losing her shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to calm her down.
She's from Minnesota. Yeah, yeah. She, like, you know.
I'm trying to calm her down at the same time and be like, yo, listen, he's not going to stab anyone. Don't worry. Odds are he doesn't have a knife.
Right.
It's okay.
I hope.
And I hope. And if he tries, like, I was also young and dumb to the point where I'm like, yeah, a knife. So what?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
So,
couple scars, no big deal.
He ends up.
Motherfuckers, I don't want
to. Well, yo, screamed at the top of his lungs. Everyone on the train. Eyes on us.
How does that bother you?
And it made me feel a little bad. I'm like, you know, I am eating this in a public place and he doesn't have food. So that's foul. But, you know, I'm a busy guy and I got to eat on the train.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? It's not like I was eating gourmet food. I was eating a McDonald's snack wrap for $2.50. So he ends up, he's got the next stop, and he's just mumbling the whole time. And the worst part about it is that the girl from Minnesota is also on that stop. And she, like, at this point, it's like two stops. And when this happens on the train, it usually goes down for a while, like the energy. And then when the energy comes back up, that's when you know it's real. Like, there's always a second wave
that makes it real. Yeah, I feel you on that. Now that I think about incidents in the train, it's always like that.
Because people are wound up. They're close together.
Yeah.
So you might have a little disagreement, but usually they come to their senses. So this guy's mumbling on the train like, I'm going to stab this motherfucker. So this girl is going crazy. So I got off the train with her. And then he just ended up going on his merry, crazy way.
Yeah.
And she went home. And I had to wait fucking like 15 minutes for the next train.
Oh, she wanted you to get out with
her? Yeah, I got out with her.
I would have been like, yo, fuck you, stay here. You're getting stabbed, not me.
Yo, shout out to her, though. She's like, she's one of the good people in this world, man. That girl, she was so innocent.
That's great. I've never been, like, you know, a stab victim or anything on the subway.
Or at least
that's threatened. Dope. Yeah, threatened to be stabbed.
Yeah.
That's pretty fire.
That's probably my most intense train story. I got, like, a couple, like, little ones. You have an intense one, Nick?
Yo, the one of me, Danny, and Dom going to Far Rockaway, the beach.
Oh, man. Those are the days.
We're, like, 15, 16 years old, and, you know, none of us drove at the time, so we took the train. And from Astoria to get to Far Rockaway, you got to take three different trains. And, you know, always transferring and shit. So, you know how, like, people come on the train and they'll, like, they'll dance or they'll, like, play the trumpet or some shit. And, you know, they'll have the cup out and, you know, you give them money. Like, you see that pretty much on every long stop.
Yeah.
So, these group of kids come in and they're all decked out head to toe and, like, all red, right? They come in with a big-ass boombox and they start yelling, like, loud. Like, nobody move, nobody. Like, it's part of their act. Now, me, Dom, and Danny, we're just chilling there, you know, we're like towards the back end, like where you can get out and go in between the trains. You know how like you can slide that door and keep going? Meanwhile, they tell you not to do that.
Yeah.
So we're over there and Dom is the most paranoid kid ever. Like that kid, he's just like, oh, yo, guys, can we just like get out and go into the next train car, right? So stop comes, we get out, go into the next train car. Dude, the moment the train starts moving, those kids come storming in, get in front of Dominic's face. When I tell you, like, their nose could have, like, as close as you could get to your nose touching without touching. That's how close. And he goes, nobody getting off this train. Just like that. Dominic instantly, as the kid's in front of him, just puts his hands on his face and then just puts his elbows down to his knees. So they're like, we didn't see that they were dancing, though. You know, me and Danny are dying because we know how paranoid this kid gets. And then all of a sudden, they just start dancing. And on purpose, they're, like, doing jumping jacks and shit and, like, doing, like, hanging from the railing at the top over Dominic. So then Dominic goes, I was like, yo, we got to give him money. You know, give him, like, a dollar or two or whatever. Dominic takes out a $10 bill. And he goes, yo, just take it, please. Just leave me alone. Let me just get to the beach.
That's jackpot.
Yeah.
$10?
Oh, yeah.
I always give the people who... I give a lot of money to homeless people on the train, but I always give it to the people who are like doing something at least. Like at least do something. Sing. I don't care if you can't sing, like give us something.
Like entertain us?
Something. Like earn your money. Cause that's, you know, that's America.
Have I told you one of like my favorite fantasy football like punishment for last places? It's, you know how like people get on the train and they'll have a sign like, oh, you know, I'm unemployed looking for a job or help me to feed my family. It was a sign where you come on the train and you're like, you go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not, you know, asking for money. I'm good. I have a nice job and shit. But, you know, I finished last in my fantasy football championship. And to all my people, like just addressing them as your fans, like you let them down. Like as your general manager, I let the team down and you just start giving them dollars. So you give out like 30, 40 singles, you know, to like everyone on the train. I think that would be hilarious, yo.
That's good.
That would be funny. I mean, you just constantly see crazy people on the train, no matter what. Actually, even before the train, you remember Crazy Tony?
Oh, yeah. He's a legend.
He was like, I feel like everyone who's listening, like in your neighborhood has at least one crazy dude in their neighborhood that they have a nickname for. Like, oh, that's this guy. If you have a crazy guy, please tweet me and let me know what their name is. Ours was Crazy Tony.
We called him Tony the Bum.
You called him Tony the Bum?
That was his nickname in like my neck of the woods. We grew up kind of like across the Astoria Boulevard.
Yeah.
We called him kind of a little separate.
We called him Crazy Tony. It was just like this dude who would just walk around and just, he would talk to no one all day. He would just yell shit and just like whatever. And I remember like, he's like famous in our neighborhood. I haven't seen him. And when's the last time you saw him?
Probably went to jail.
Probably because yo, you know that site that you can look up like criminals or whatever.
I forgot in your neighborhood, called. Right?
In your neighborhood. So we found like two in our neighborhood. We clicked on one of them. The first one, picture pops up, Crazy Tony,
of course,
registered sex offender.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah,
for real?
Yes.
But you can also get that from peeing in public too.
Yo, let me tell you. I think why he got his registered sex offender. I used to go to school underneath the bridge where he slept at. It was cold, okay? But I will say this. Noises were coming from underneath his covers and gyrations.
He was jerking off?
I believe he was jerking off.
He was beating off?
Almost every single morning.
Which bridge?
The one that goes, you know, 43rd Street?
Yeah.
Between Astoria Boulevard and 25th Avenue.
Stop.
I would walk to the bus to get to school that way.
And he was beating
it? Oh, that's
it?
The one by beating Portobello. It.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
A little bit up further.
Oh, further up.
He's yeah. beating it?
Just beating it. Beating away.
Yo, another story with Crazy Tony. Me and Dominic are waiting for the train. We're like, what, in the seventh grade? He comes running over to us. He goes, my grandmother was a bitch. Right? It gets better. He goes, over. He yells that and he goes, but she sucked a mean dick though.
No!
Dead ass, yo. Call Dominic right now and ask him. Stop. Yo, now we're what, sixth, seventh graders waiting for the bus to come? We're just like, yo, oh my God. How do you say that about your grandma? And then just went like, yo, he was known for just coming over, yelling, and then we just take off.
Yeah.
Harmless. You know, you didn't need to, yeah, it didn't bother you or anything. But
maybe
just,
not harmless.
But he would yeah. just start yelling and going crazy and he would just blur out these wild ass fucking claims.
Yo, those of you who know my boy Nick, who's my roommate now, he used to live a different life than he lives currently. But my roommate Nick, he used to talk to Tony. Like, for real.
That's not a surprise knowing Nicky.
You
not
know, yet. Like, yeah. I know you guys aren't surprised knowing Nick.
Yeah.
Like, he used to talk to him. Like, yo, what up, Tony?
Like, I don't know. Like,
the crazy dude who talked to the fake person next to him. That yeah. Nicky used to talk to him all the time.
She sucked a good dick, though.
Yo, oh, classic. My God.
Yo, do you remember? Yo, I don't know if you were there, but there was this one time. There was this one time where it was like the first of all, Crazy Tony is like famous because he only shows up like once every 4 months or some shit. And when you see him, it's like unforgettable. But for whatever reason, he just moves around. And I remember this one time we saw him. We're at Portobello. We're sitting on the benches. He comes walking up. Let me give some background on this. So in the Portobello, like it's like a mini mall, right? We call it Portobello because there's like a pizzeria over there. It's like a big place around here. But there was some guy who was just like a little off and he would always be pushing a shopping cart mad slow. And I don't think he ever blinked in his entire life. And he would just walk and like shake his head and push his cart that had nothing in it for hours. And there was this one day where Tony shows up and the guy has his cart and he's pushing it one way and Tony's walking towards him the other way. And then Frankie sees this and goes, oh, yo, we gotta get the fuck out of here, yo, some shit's about to go down. But yo, thank God nothing happened. Tony just walked by him and said what's up to us.
Yo, what's good, man?
Yo, I don't believe that my grandma sucked a good dick thing.
Yo,
that's my favorite story I think I've ever heard in my life.
Yo, there was
my grandma's a bitch.
There's a couple of legend, like homeless legends in Astoria.
There's
this dude in the Key Food. You know where you put the bottles in, you get money out.
Yeah,
he had a pocket knife, and I guess when you have a pocket knife, you run shit.
Right.
He was like the mob back there. He used to take percentages.
Stop.
From everyone's canned. Forays.
No, he didn't.
No lie. He used to take percentages. Him and his side piece, who you could still find.
I know who you're talking about then.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. Are you talking about the dude with the hat?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Yo, because there was one time, right? That dude, we were walking. I forgot why. We were walking, and this kid, Mikey, that we know, somehow got. He said, he didn't say anything like disrespectful to this homeless guy. He just said something. I don't know what he said. But the homeless guy, I guess, took it the completely wrong way. And it was the dude who I think you were talking about. And he comes up and he's like, what'd you say, motherfucker? Whatever. And so I tried to separate them. Yo, I put my hand on this dude's shirt. It was like you threw that shit in a pool. It was so cool. I was like, no! I was like, no! I was so mad.
Never
I was like,
me
fuck
up
it.
Again, son.
Yeah, it was bad. It was my left hand. I remember everything. Yeah, it was soaking wet. It was crazy. Yeah. But that dude... he said he has like a side piece, the chick, right? So I think you know the chick you're talking about. The chick was always by Ditmars.
Always.
Yeah.
You know this is the
I know
guy.
The chick.
That's his side piece.
Yeah. Yo, first of all, they're always like fighting in the middle of the street.
Yep.
And then like
Just like out loud, just doesn't matter.
Sometimes fucking each other in the middle of the street.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, like in like not in the middle of the street. I'm being hyperbolic, but like in the corner.
That's a bar.
Bars.
Imagine just on the yellow lines, just
yeah, just going at it,
pounding like away.
I remember one time we were going ice skating. I've told the story so many times before. We were going ice skating. We're going to the city, and we're going up the stairs, and she's like at the bottom of the stairs, or whatever. And I'm walking up. She goes, "Have a good time." I was like, "Thank you." She goes, "No. Have a good time, or I'm going to fuck you up." And I turned and I was like, oh my God. And I jogged up the stairs. I was like, guys, we better have a good fucking time because
if she's going to know. If she's going to find out, yeah.
If I don't have a good time, we're fucked.
Yeah, I saw her like 3 days ago. She was on the bus with me coming from Harlem to Astoria.
Apparently she's like, you know, she lives a normal life. Apparently she's not homeless. She's just kind of.
She's addicted to very many drugs.
Yeah, that's what I think it is, which is terrible. Dude.
That is terrible.
Yeah, we've went about a half hour, and we haven't mentioned the one thing that's closely associated with trains in the city.
What?
Rats.
Oh.
And if you've seen a New York City rat, you remember that shit.
That's a big fucking animal.
No rat stories on the train?
I mean, I like the rats.
What? That's the one thing that scares me the most.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I watch them.
I do too, and I get creeped out. I look at them. I'm like, oh, but I like following them.
If I see them, I get hyped. I'm kind of like, ooh. But then I'm like, if the shit comes close to me, I'm screaming.
I saw a tragedy one time, man. It was these two rats, and I'm telling you, they were chasing each other, and it was like, they were in so perfect unison. Like the one rat would go up and take a right, and then the rat following would go up and take that right, and it was like a right angle, like a. Like they were flying around, and then this one rat goes right, left, right, like around the train tracks, and the rat behind them goes right, left, and then doesn't make the right, and then he loses him, and you just like at that point I made like eye contact with the lost rat, and I just yo, if you've never seen a sad rat before, like yo, that shit breaks your heart,
bro. Where the fuck am I gonna see a sad rat
in this New York City subway?
Yo, you want to see chaos? True chaos. Be on the train when a rat comes into it's packed.
Wait, I've never had that happen. Ever.
I was on, and luckily I had a seat. And yes, I was standing on my seat after.
Yo, a rat? How did? Oh no,
dude! It just came onto the train. Like, all right, it wasn't.
Oh
jam-packed.
My god, I just got chills.
It wasn't jam packed, but all the seats were packed, and I'd say about 15 to 20 people were standing. So it was pretty packed. But yo, you want to see chaos? That shit came onto the train. And everybody was jumping up and down and like trying to get on the thing. Yo, at one point there was about literally everyone on the train just and that shit was just going over there back and forth.
Nah, fuck that. Yo,
Yo, these are
big ass big. Like
these are like cinder block rats too, yeah. Yo. These are no joke. New York City rats are their own breed.
At least 7 inches long. Big. At least. Like not including the tail. The tail would make it a foot easily, but like they're fucking huge. I don't know what they're eating.
Like, you ever see one of those remote control cars that have the two front wheels that are smaller than the big
black back wheel?
It's exactly what a fucking New York City rat looks like with a tail.
Nah, dude, it's crazy. I was just telling Tim the story before, too. Like, I mean, this is completely unrelated to rats, but there was one morning where I was coming onto the train and people stand near the doors, which is what I always try to do because you can get in and out easily. So people were standing near the door, so I couldn't go left or right because this one woman was standing. When you walk onto the train, there's a pole in front of you. And if someone's standing there and they have a gigantic school bag, you can't go anywhere if there's people standing near the doors. So I try to tell this woman, I'm like, excuse me, I'm trying to get through. And she doesn't even like look at me. She just goes, I'm not moving. And I'm like, okay, great. So I'm like, so as I'm like moving her backpack like to the side, if I'm moving it, I have to move her like body, but I'm not touching her. I'm touching her bag, like moving it so I can get through. Because there's people behind me. It's a fucking 6 train in the morning. It's packed. So I start moving her backpack and it forces her to move and she just goes, ah! And I'm like, yo, I swear, yo, I started laughing because what do you do? I started nervously laughing because I'm like, what do you do in that situation? I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, don't touch me! Don't touch me! And now I'm laughing because I'm like, because I literally said, I'm like, you're fucking crazy. Like, what are you doing? Everyone around me, thank God, didn't think I was trying to like, she made it seem like I had my whole fucking hand in her pants grabbing her puss. She's straight, screaming.
Straight trumping it.
Straight trumping it.
Dude, that's happened to me too. Where like, you know, people have headphones and shit on, and you're like, oh, excuse me, and like they don't hear you, and then, you know, I just gently on their back, just, you know, pardon me, let me get through. Excuse you.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, lower your music so I can tell you that I would like you to politely get out the way so I can go and do what I gotta do.
There's three people in this world that I hate. People who, when there's a packed train, have their bag next to them.
Oh,
fuck that person.
Oh, yes. Who like takes up the seat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
People who leave their bag on their back.
Oh, dude.
While they're on their train. And people who don't move from a spot when you know you're the missing link between everyone packed by the pole and all that space in the middle. I hate those people.
I hate them.
When I get on the train, I take my backpack off
and I put it down by my feet. Yeah, by your feet, man.
That's because you're a civilized human being.
Yeah, you're not a fucking savage like this, like this lady. I moved her fucking 13 degrees. I was like,
13? Do you have your protractor handy?
Yeah, man, I measured that shit.
Yo, it was crazy. A lot of characters.
I'm like, lady, what the... I'm like, yo, you're fucking crazy. Everyone on the train was laughing, too, because they realized how insane it was. She dead ass screamed 4 times. The original, and then I think 3. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, whoa! And I was like, yo, you're fucking crazy.
Yo, you ever
and this was a grown woman. I was like, yo, God.
You guys ever seen people take a tumble on the train? You know that, like, random jerk right when it takes off?
Love that.
And people are, like, reading or they're on the, you know, with the newspaper and just go down. I see someone take a bad fall.
Yo, I've seen that happen,
like,
too.
Like, back to the... Whoa! Ah,
no!
And they just go back first.
Because the train jerks. Like, you got to stand like you're on a surfboard when it first takes off.
I'm going to tell this quick story real quick. Knowing that it'll probably haunt me for the rest of my days. I was that person one time.
Stop.
I was on the bus and I had crutches and I had a broken broken ankle. And then I was coming back from college. And I'm a very stubborn person in the fact like I don't like it when people help me do things.
Yeah.
I just like to do it myself. So someone offered me their seat for me. I said no. Another person offered their seat for me. I said no. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Chill. Right?
Not only that, I wasn't even holding the thing because I had my crutches. I'm telling you, as soon as the fucking bus started, I went down like a ton of bricks and my crutches went flying in the air. It was like straight out of a movie. That was me. I was that guy.
That's never happened to me.
I'd pay big money to be there to see that.
It was no good. Idea. And that, I was like, I was in a coat too, and I was so clearly annoyed with my situation and uncomfortable. Crutches that it made suck, it even better. Bro. Like, this is what you get, asshole. Just take a seat.
Yo, falling in public is great. Like, I've done it a couple times. Yo, I almost fell down the stairs to the subway once. You ever start falling down the stairs and then you just can't stop because you refuse to be like, all right, just go down, right? So you look like an asshole for like 10 more seconds than you should have. I tripped on like the second step. Fucking people are like, what are you fucking do? I felt like I broke both my knees.
Are you like, oh, someone that God. When they fall, get right back up quick and like pretend like nothing happened?
Or
do you own it?
Nah, I can't own it.
Yo, I fell in Portobello one time delivering. I had the boxes to bring them up to the front. Slipped on my ass. I just stood there. Everyone was looking at me. I just started going. Just I wanted everyone to see what an asshole I was for falling.
I started laughing hysterically.
I start laughing too. Because dude, and when I see people fall, oh, it's the best.
That's why. Like, if I was not me and I saw me do that, I would be laughing in my face.
Oh,
so man. I'm going to laugh at me.
Dude, there was one time I was delivering from Portobello. Now that you brought that up, I used to be a delivery boy there. And I delivered in the winter, which, by the way, is a fucking disaster. Especially when you're delivering in your father's red minivan that slides all over the goddamn... I'm surprised I didn't get to 50 accidents. I barely drove. I was just sliding the entire time. My car would be sideways going down the street. I'm not even making, like, no exaggeration.
Tokyo Drift story style.
Exactly. So I got to this person's house, and they had, like, some Home Alone style traps set up, apparently, because the fucking whole walkway, I guess to get rid of the snow, they sprayed it with water because it literally was all ice, and I didn't see it. It was all black ice. I walk up. Yo, the pie went in the air. My feet went up. I landed on my back, and it landed on the side of me. I opened it up. The entire, like, top coating of cheese was stuck to the top of the box, and I could have brought it back, but I didn't.
Wow. Big like, move,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was really bad. I was just like, yeah, here you go. I just got the fuck out of there.
They probably called Portobello, like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
They didn't, because I told my boss that. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to lie, man. I took a tumble. But I told him, I was like, I didn't check the box, so it could have been good, but I don't know. He's like, well, I didn't get a call, so it was probably good. Yo, my old boss at Portobello used to come, he used to pull me over and say, yo, Joe, come here, let me talk to you for a second. He pulled me over and he'd be like, yo. I forgot how he worded it. He's like, you ever been getting your dick sucked and then cut a fart in a girl's face? I'm like, yeah, what? I thought he was about to fire me, and he's like, you ever cut a fart in a girl's face? I was like, all right. That was like my first real job.
You probably already covered this in a previous episode. I'm not sure, but did you ever have any like pornographic kind of encounters with a pizza delivery boy?
I mean, there was this one dude that I would show up to his house, and he would always be sweating and in tidy whities, grown man, every time. And I didn't know, like he was working out, like that's or how getting big? Fucking nailed.
How
I don't
big
know.
Or small was this guy?
He was not bigger than me. He was a small guy.
So he would go work out then pizza.
Yeah. Or like I don't even know. Or yoga and pizza. I don't know, because he was sweating. He wasn't out of breath though. I don't know what that means. There was another time I opened the door for some guy, and it was like this chubby dude who was wearing, it was like a belly shirt, but I don't know if it was a shirt, and because he was chubby, it was a belly shirt, or if it was just a belly shirt. But it said I heart, and then in sparkle said Guido's. And here I come, pizza delivery boy with a fucking Guido buzz cut haircut. And I show up to his door, and I don't know if he did it on purpose. All right.
This is a classic.
But I gave him his pie, and he goes to give me the money, and he drops it. Right.
Oh, no.
And then we kind of looked at each other like, who's going to get that? And then I just kind of went, all right. So I, you know, got down and got, and he's like, sorry. And I was like, yeah, thank you. See you. Good tip though.
Wow. When I asked you about pornographic stories, that was not what I was expecting to hear.
Yeah, that was that. The Guido one is probably my favorite one because it was just so like perfect. The shirt said I Heart Guido's on it. It was fucking great. Then I got back in the van and slid my way back to the pizzeria.
So no nips?
By the way, my first day working at Portobello, I pulled into the parking lot, hit a car as the lady was coming out. My first day, I just pulled it. She's like, oh, I got a, now, fuck. Now I got it. And I was just like, I don't even see a mark on your car. But I have to do it. She kept saying that. I don't know what she would never finish her sentence. But then she ended up letting me go. So I just parked my car. Then I get in. He goes, yeah, it's my first day. It's snowing. So, you know, and I didn't know how to read addresses yet, by the way. I had no idea. And then they hired me. Good job. He goes, yeah, we're a little busy tonight. I'm going to give you 8 orders. I had 8 orders at one time. For the rest of my days working there, for like 2.5 years, I've never gotten over 4. I had 8 my first day. Didn't know how to read addresses in a van that was sliding all over the goddamn street. You know what I did? I called my dad. I'm like, I need help. And he drove, and I was in the back like organizing, and I was dropping him off and shit. Yeah.
Clutch though, your pops right? Going through for sure. My dad would have been like, yo, figure that shit out on your own.
Well, fuck out of here.
If I didn't have him, I would still be dropping off pizzas today. I was like, I don't even know. Or so I got an address once that was 23rd Terrace. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's like all the way down by the park. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
There's like 17 23rds.
Yeah.
23rd Road, 23rd Drive, 23rd Terrace,
23rd Avenue, Street.
That's not as bad. Street. When the names come in, when it's like Austin Street, like those are the worst.
I don't understand how people live in neighborhoods like that.
I don't get it either.
Yo, in Long Island, I delivered at pizzeria one time. That was the worst. Like here in Queens or even in the city, numbered. Everything's numbered. You know, 80th Street, 79th, 78th. There it's like Lynbrook, East Melrose. And it's like, yo, forget it. Good luck trying to figure shit out.
You take a right on Apple Street, head down Orchard, make a left on Bloomberg. What? The fuck is going on? Or it's sometimes there's like a combination. It's like, oh, 13th Street, 14th Street, White Street. I'm like, what the fuck? And then it's like 57th Avenue or whatever. In our neighborhood, it goes from 49th Street to 72nd. I don't know what the fuck's going
on.
In
one block, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's Jesus.
Cause, it's because a story is in a triangle.
Yeah, whatever.
Yo, I suck at addresses, but I used to get in a lot of arguments with my ex-girlfriend about this because she was from Brooklyn and I was from Queens. In Queens, the way that you do it is the address would be like 42 is the street.
Yeah.
And then 15 is the house number, 25th Avenue. And that's like the crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, right? You could find that.
Yeah.
I don't understand the city addresses. Like 106 Lex, Lexington. Like, where the fuck is 106?
And there's a bunch of 106s too, because then you got to worry if it's on the east side, on the west side.
Yeah.
Yo, it's terrible.
Makes no sense. Yeah, she would get in so many arguments with me. She'd be like, no, it makes sense this way. I'd be like, no, shut up.
Ours makes sense. Like, the addresses are.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Maybe it's because we grew up in Queens.
I mean, yeah, I'm completely biased against things that I know already. I don't want to learn any more new things. I'm 25. All I know now is what I'll take with me for the rest of my life. That's it. I don't want to learn new things. The other day I learned a country. I was really upset about it. I forgot who it was, but some chick said, I forgot we were watching, but she was from like some country I've never. Oh, it was Shevchenko, the UFC fighter. She just won the title. Or she had
from,
the title.
From the Ukraine.
No, she's not. She's from some country I've never heard of, like Kazakhstan or something.
Uzbekistan.
Not Uzbekistan. It was with a K. It was like, I've never heard of it. And I was like, well, I learned something new. And I felt completely stupid for not knowing
if it wasn't,
country in the world.
If it wasn't for being a soccer fan, I wouldn't know half the countries. Like that's what helps me.
I'm pretty good at naming the countries, but just don't ask me like how to get there.
I'm pretty sure my dad knows how to get anywhere. If I'm like, I need to go to Alabama, I'm like, hey, you get a 495, you make a left all the way.
Like, no GPS either.
At all.
No map. I feel like our brains don't work as well as our
my
parents.
My dad used to take a bike and fucking ride to the Jones Beach, which is like an hour by car. He would just take a bike.
Bro, try getting to, my parents used to go to Atlantic City like once a month with no GPS.
Yeah.
I struggle getting there now with a GPS because Jersey's all over the place.
My dad's the same way. He's like, yeah, I got to go to Florida. Yeah, take 89, transfer here, we're here.
Yeah.
Never panics.
My dad knows everyone's phone number. You tell him one time. I don't know any of your phone numbers at all.
No way.
Fuck.
Yo, that's bad.
Is there a one in it? Starts with a one, right?
Nope. Anyway, let's wrap this up, guys. Jesus, we went all over the place with this fucking podcast. Tim, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
At TimbleTheTruth on Twitter. We'll keep it short. At Veterans Minimum. Check out Veterans Minimum. That's where I really want you to find me.
Oh, yeah. Sports show that we do. Nick?
LamVM10 on Twitter and Instagram. I have a sports betting and DFS podcast at Degeneration Bets. 7 of 12 on Super Bowl props. So, cheap little plug there. And also, if you're a wrestling fan, at SCJ Pod, the Squared Circle Jerks.
If you guys...
Best podcast name ever.
Sorry. I'm not even going to plug my shit. If you're listening, you know who I am. Jesus, I don't know why I almost said that. I'm used to Veterans Minimum. I'm doing that. Go check out Veterans Minimum, by the way. It's a sports podcast that we all do. And that is all. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.